DNCE and a tune called Dance. Just before that, Dua Lipa, Dance in the Night. You see, there's a bit of a theme developing here on a Thursday morning. Radio Life and Style giving you something to dance to, something to move to. And if you're just tuning in on a Thursday morning, 9 minutes past nine, welcome to it. You're with me, Mike, in the morning. And if you are a dancer, you fancy yourself as someone who's got some moves, or even if you just enjoy the idea and maybe you don't think you've got much talent, but hey, I've got something for you to take part in, a chance to dance for a cause and to support some really, really great local talent and some local celebrity action at that. What's the full story? Well, I'm going to tell you all about it right now on Thursday morning. Radio Life and Style, where you find obviously great music, but also cool local interviews and information. And joining me right now is a dancer of note, a man who's well known via the Dance Cafe brand, and has a reputation as being a top-rated dancer and dance educator. And Colin Mandel is back with us on a Thursday morning on the radio, no stranger to the microphone. Colin, welcome back. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing very well. Thanks so much for having us.
Great to have you, and really excited to be talking about an upcoming event that is going to, I think, become a firm fixture and a real highlight on the social calendar. If it goes like I anticipate it will, this will become a regular annual highlight. We're talking about an event called Chance to Dance, and proudly powered by the Dance Cafe and sponsored by an awesome local brand that we know and love, Morrow's Attorneys, longtime supporter of a project called In Touch, which is the real fundraising focus of this whole thing. So before we get into the nuts and bolts of how A Chance to Dance is going to work as a really special, razzling evening, let's look at the cause at the center of this whole thing, a project called In Touch. And Colin, how did this thing get rolling?
Okay, so I've worked across the continent on many projects, and gender-based violence is something that we know is a scourge across the continent and in South Africa specifically. We use dance as a fun, interactive way to teach young people how to share space and touch in a safe and happy way. So we're running In Touch as a school's program. It's part of their life skills, life orientation. Yeah. So it's part of the school syllabus. We're running in two schools, one in Groutville, one in Mandini, and it's been very successful. We've been running for 2 years now.
Wow.
Using our dancers, five young men who we've trained, to teach younger people, grade sixes and sevens specifically, how to connect across the gender and generate gender cohesion. And it's been a wonderful, wonderful success. So we obviously want to extend and expand the program. We want to do more schools. We want to do more grades. And there's a huge need for it. So we're always fundraising. And Morrow's have kindly come to the party and joined us in an event called Chance to Dance. Chance to Dance has been done before. We've done it about 8 times with Rotary in the Free State and been very successful. It really follows the format of Strictly Come Dancing or Dancing with the Stars. Yeah.
Awesome.
So it's a lot of fun, but it still is essentially a fundraiser. So what we've done is we've got six celebrities, well-known people in Bolido who have given their time generously to do dances. And if I may, I'm going to call them out because I really respect the fact that they've given their time.
Shine a light on them.
So we have Nicolette Huggett, who's going to be doing a waltz with one of our young men.
Yeah,
and she's going to be, and this is, sorry, it's on the 20th at Relax Inn. We have Karen Blumgarden, who's doing a bachata.
Woohoo, Karen.
We've got Karin van der Walt, who's doing a foxtrot.
Yahoo!
The foxtrot is very
cool. Karin van der Walt's doing a tango.
Ah, woo.
Katrain Siliers is doing a foxtrot. Cool. Zai Rama Boronso, who is very well known, is doing a cha-cha.
Yo.
And Aretha Eleka is doing a kizomba.
Wow, so a whole variety there.
Yeah, so the way the format works is each one of them sells a table or invites a table of their supporters who come to the event. It's a black tie
event.
Really, yeah, it's a really smart event. Top, yeah. It's a Great Gatsby theme.
Oh, cool.
It's at Relax Inn on the 20th, which is a Friday evening. So it's a proper sit-down black tie event with a high-class meal, some entertainment, and then each one of these generous contestants gets up and does their dance with a professional, with one of our guys who are from the project. And they then, their members then bid on their dance. So
cool.
It's really cool. It's a wonderful format. We get an auctioneer to sort of gee the audience up and get them motivated. And the winner is not the best dancer, but the person who raises the most funds.
Awesome stuff.
Just a little point here is that they can raise funds both on the evening and before the event. So people can support them, whether they're at the event or not. Obviously, we'd love to fill the event because it's a lot of fun. But people can donate from as far afield as they're able to. Yeah. So that's the format, and it's been wonderful. It's really been a great act of generosity by these six contestants, and we look forward to a great event.
That's so cool. And the first time this is happening here in Bolito, I think this first one is going to set the tone for some really cool stuff, and hopefully this is going to become a big annual happening with the talent of the dance cafe professionals providing the backbone of the thing. I believe each one of these local volunteers has got 4 1-hour training sessions to get to grips with their particular dance. Is that right?
Yes. So we don't give a lot of time because everybody's busy.
For sure.
And they've given their time. So we've managed to find 4 to 6 hours. It's actually 4 to 6 hours that we spend getting them ready, and we've really pushed them. So for them, it's been a challenge, and for them, they've learned new dances. So none of them have done these genres before.
Oh, wow.
They may have danced, but the whole idea was that it needs to be a little bit out of their comfort zone. And to that point, I think that their audience and their invitees, their guests, can really stand up and say, they put themselves out there for this this cause, and I think it's fantastic.
It's brilliant. And I'm just reading up a little bit on the cause. This really groundbreaking program called In Touch, a behavior change program that offers an alternative to or an alternative gender narrative by bringing young people together through social dance and talking with them about personal space, trust, and respect. And as you say, been going for 2 years now. It's been an absolute success, and the vision to keep it rolling and to expand it, resting in your hands, Bolito, if you are able to come and support this event on the 20th of this month, 20th of September, at Relax Inn, based in Sharkers Rock, 627 Main Road. And I believe there are still spots, tables available for dance lovers who might want to be part of the fun on the evening. Is that right, Con?
Yes, there are. So obviously the six contestants each sell a table, which adds up to 6 tables. But it is quite a big room, so we're going to try and fill it with other people, some friends of ours, supporters of the project, etc. So the more people there are there, the more fun it is and the better it is. And obviously we're trying to raise funds for this important intervention.
Brilliant stuff. And with the power of Morrow's attorneys behind the whole thing, this being a real special pet project of theirs, I think that you'd be well placed, if you're keen, to scoop up a table and to find out more and to get behind this thing and maybe to support even beyond this one-off event. I would point you towards the Morrow attorneys Facebook and Instagram platforms, where all their contact details are there. You can get in touch with Adriana and find out how you and your friends and family can be part of this really special evening, a chance to dance in Bolito live on the 20th of September. And what a cool local thing. What a cool cause. What a great story. And we know it's going to be one for the books, and the first of many, hopefully, Colin. Wouldn't you agree?
No, I do agree. So Sean Morrow has been very special. He is a student of ours, as well as being a great supporter, both in his personal capacity, as well as Morrow's. And we really thank all our partners. There are many others that have supported this. This is just another fundraising drive. And the people of Bolito and the surrounding areas have been incredibly generous, both in terms of time. It's not just about raising money, it's about raising support. We have retired headmistresses coming and helping us with the social workers. So it's a much bigger thing than just dancing in the classroom. there's a whole support structure around it. Social workers are a very important part.
Mm.
So a lot of the stories are not as happy as dancing. You know, a lot of young women and young men have been damaged, and we need to help. And this is the way we've been helping. We've got great schools in those two areas, but there are many more. And there's always room for growth.
And for anyone listening to this who is keen to connect with you and with Dance Cafe and to find out about the work that you do and the projects that you're involved in, what's the smartest way to connect directly, Colin?
So the easiest way is just info@dancecafe.co.za, and we'll get back to you on any support that is there or any interest and answer any questions that you might have. Dance is a wonderful thing, you know. It's a leveler. And people who can dance can communicate without saying anything. It's just this wonderful way of connecting, especially the genders that have so many challenges these days.
And in the sort of post-COVID world we find ourselves in, this kind of art of connecting in a physical space is kind of a lost art, as many would say. So all the more reason to rediscover it and to get involved. And if you're feeling moved and inspired, reach out and get in touch with Colin and the Dance Cafe team, doing amazing things here on the KZN coastline. And my special guest, Colin Mandel, Mr. Dance Cafe. Colin, looking forward to a really special evening on the 20th with this chance to dance happening. And more power to you and the awesome work that you and your team are doing.
Thank you so much, and thank you for your support. We always appreciate it.
And you heard it right here on Radio Life and Style. And again, if you're looking to scoop up some cool space, some tickets and a table or two for that special event on the 20th, get in touch with Morrow Attorneys. You'll find Morrows on all good social platforms, Instagram, Facebook, and of course, just do a little Google. But now, here's Van Halen with Dance the Night Away.